Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the Mortuary Museum. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Each Friday of October, we're exploring the spooky side of Ohio. This Freaky Friday, we're taking you to a museum that sheds light on a dark topic. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Bill Peoples is not your average vintage car collector. Sure, he's got Packards from the 40s, a 34 Studebaker, but they're not made for a leisurely cruise.
Pallbearers would bring the flowers out and put them on this rack up here, and they take this one out. It's got little rollers in here for the coffin.
Peoples collects hearses. There's a horse-drawn one from 1895 on display with faux fillies pulling on the reins, complete with sound effects. A couple of the hearses are designed to double as ambulances.
Small town funeral directors, we all did ambulance work for our communities. So it was very common. I grew up doing ambulance work.
But the 1927 Henny hearse, affectionately called Miss Henny, is the showstopper. Its shiny black hood has made it to Hollywood to star alongside Bill Murray and Robert Duvall in the 2009 drama film Get Low.
Fancy car for the dead. Too bad for them.
The hearses are the centerpiece of People's Mortuary Museum, but it's surrounded by dozens more funerary artifacts, coffins from the Civil War era, and antique burial gowns from the Great Depression. People says learning about death is in demand. He gives around two tours every day.
There is still a lot of the mystique about funerals, and I think a lot of people don't know what we do or what we did and do today.
He worked as a funeral director at Colleen People's Funeral Home in Marietta for over 50 years. He grew up watching his father in the same profession.
I began to realize what my dad was doing was helping families through a difficult time. It wasn't just making a sale or selling them furniture. He was really helping them when someone died in their family.
Step into the museum.
The Mortuary Museum sits in an unassuming garage near People's Funeral Home. As you walk through the small space, you can trace how funeral practices have changed and evolved since the early 1800s through antique embalming equipment, casket catalogs, and visitation furniture. People says it's a testament to how the long tradition of grieving has changed throughout the centuries.
This is called a mourning pillow. The widow, when she's greeting people in her house all day, and she starts to cry, she could catch all of her tears in one place.
Many of the funerary practices, like making jewelry out of lost loved ones' hair, have long been abandoned. But people says remnants of them live on in our culture. He points to a device used to transport corpses before funeral homes existed.
This is what they would use to remove the person. And we're looking at a basket, and that's where the term basket case originated.
People says the macabre nature of the memorabilia can attract what he calls the gothic crowd, but that's not his intent.
They want to do a seance in here or something for ghosts, and we don't do any of that. And we're not here to scare anybody. And people enjoy the fact that we're collecting these things and maintaining them.
Instead, he wants the free museum to encourage people to talk more openly about death.
It's brighter on the other side after you get through a period of mourning and honoring the person's life.
For life to go on, people says you have to acknowledge death. He hopes his collection can help people take that first step. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Marietta.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.